This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, the Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com or... I do it, and what he's doing right now is his weekly spot with us. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty average, Gio. You know what that would be like, I guess. So,
well, you know, number one, you should not be pretty average when you're on your Balance of Nature. By the way, tell them I said thank you for getting me my stock. I'm all set and ready to roll.
And I've been taking it every day.
Yeah, so we're feeling pretty good. We're not average. Maybe you're average, happy. But we're not.
Okay, well, you're lying to yourself. That's all I can say. You know, but, I mean, you know, listen, Gio.
Yeah.
Balance of Nature has been great to me. You're taking it. It's going to help you. Mm. It sure as hell can't hurt you.
Right.
And so we know
That is true.
Can't get any worse.
Hey, they're doing a great thing. They're helping your radio station. They're helping me. So... quit making fun of me. It's starting to
We love you. We love you. We can't wait to see you this Sunday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, how about that? Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. It's... Philly at the Giants. You and me in the booth with Jerry Recco. Gio down on the sideline.
Yeah, we're going to need double dose of Balance of Nature that day.
It's going to be a long straight. Day. I'm going to bring the tequila for the broadcast. Is that all right?
No, it's not all right.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No, you can't afford to take a couple shots of tequila, my God. No matter what, who knows what will come out of that mouth of yours, but that's a different story.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take it seriously. I'm looking forward to it, and in all honesty, it's a Giant. They have to win the game. They have to win the game. We always say this every week. They got to score some touchdowns at home, but first I want to start with the Jets, and let's get into it. So Aaron Rodgers, after the game, basically throws his wide receiver under the bus. Do you agree with me that was the wrong way to go about it?
Look, I guess you got to be who you are. And it upset him so much. I did watch it to see what he was talking about. I kind of understand it. But, oh, my gosh, to do that, no. I mean, I don't think you ever did it. I know I never did it. I might have thrown a coach under the bus every once in a while with some of the decisions, but not my teammates. And I thought that was pretty rough, but that's the way it is. Now you got Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, Mike Williams. Boy, it's going to be tough to get some catches, that's for sure, for you. So.
I mean, I'm just going to give you a simple question here, and I'm hoping for a non-simple answer. Is Aaron Rodgers playing well?
He's playing okay. I mean, it's not quite what we expect from him, but I got to say all this is I think they're going to – the offense, I did notice a difference in it. Did you ask you, did you notice a difference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they ran the ball with Breece Hall better than they've done the entire season, and they were taking more chances down the field, yes, but then still in the critical moments where you can win the game, you're making mistakes, too many penalties, and obviously another interception.
Yes, I agree with everything you're saying there, but I think what they did is they used Aaron Rodgers was in the shotgun almost every play of the whole game. So that's one thing, and I think that's where he's comfortable. It's what's best for him. Running the football, yes, Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, between them, they're a great combination. But I do like the fact that they ran more play action. I do have hope for the offense. They moved the pocket around. They had a flea flicker in the game. So it's Todd Downing, I thought, did a really good job for his first game, what he was trying to get accomplished. And I think it'll go forward from there. And Davante Adams will make a difference. You know, he's a big target, still a good route runner, all those things. So it's going to help the offense for sure.
We're talking to Phil Sims. You know, Phil, Davante Adams says he's ready to go. He's 100%. They start practice today for Sunday night's game in Pittsburgh. I can't imagine that he's not going to be starting. I got to believe that he's going to be right in the middle of this. I'm assuming that he is in shape. I know that Antonio Pierce was talking about business decisions a couple weeks back, you know, intimating right. that there were some issues with Davante Adams off the field, which obviously ultimately led to his trade here finally. But your expectations for Davante and Aaron right out of the gate.
Hey, my expectations are full speed. Here we go. You know, it's not like, oh, he's going to take three games to get involved or get a feel for the Jet offense. He's going to know it, the verbiage, what they say in the huddle. He's going to understand all that with his years in Green Bay. And I don't know exactly what they did out in Las Vegas, what system they were running. Whatever it is, he doesn't want to run that anymore, and I don't blame him. But I think he will be a factor. I thought it was pretty funny. He says, hey, I want to thank the Raiders training staff for getting me ready. Just happened to be this week. He's ready. So
he's ready. All right.
Him saying that, but yeah, he caught me. Yeah, I had a good laugh over
there. All right, Toby, do you think we're going to see Russell Wilson on Sunday night?
And, you know, listen, I think Justin Fields has done a pretty solid job so far this year with that offense and what they ask him to do. Only one interception so far this year, if I'm right. I'm not sure. I didn't look up the numbers, but I remember doing that last week. But Justin Fields was really, really shaky against the Raiders, and that had to put a little fear into the Pittsburgh coaches and even maybe the teammates that it's just so limited what they do on offense when he's out there. And we know they want to run the football. They're extremely conservative on the offensive side. If Russell Wilson's out there, I would expect it to open up more. And they got to do it, too. You just can't. The way they're playing, they're 4-2. But I don't think you can sustain what they try to do every week to win the game 17-13. Too hard to do in the NFL.
Davante Adams, not the only wide receiver to get traded yesterday. Amari Cooper to the Bills. I feel like the way that Josh Allen plays, I mean, I feel like he's got 15 guys to throw to every single time he drops back and runs around. So, I mean, maybe the target share gets a little bit more condensed and you see more of just Cooper, Shakir, and maybe Dalton Kincaid. But tell me from your perspective what Amari Cooper does for this offense in Buffalo.
Well, they needed him bad, I think, when you look at it. There was no guy, no receiver on the team that was, you just go, I'm going to look at him because he's got man-to-man coverage, it's one-on-one, and he's going to win that battle. And, you know, when you talk about Buffalo and you want to stop their offense, just don't try to rush the passer so much. Just make Josh Allen throw from the pocket, and it's going to be tough for them. You know, think of all the plays he made outside the pocket. I mean, it seemed like about half their yardage in the whole football game against the Jets was him moving, getting out of the pocket, making the throws down the field. And, of course, we know that's great. And then the play of the game, at the end of the game, it's, what was it, 3rd and 4 or 5. What do you think they're going to do? I said, it's got to happen with Josh Allen. They're going to either run it or going to move him, whatever, to try to make that play. And the Jets lost contain and let him get outside. So I kind of say that again this week for the Jets. Keep the quarterback in the pocket. It doesn't matter who it is in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. If you do that, you have a really good chance, I think, of winning the game.
Let's talk about our game on Sunday, the Eagles at the Giants. The Giants now lose Andrew Thomas at left tackle. The futility at home offensively to score touchdowns is so frustrating for all of us who want to see more out of the Giants offense, expect more out of the Giants offense. I'm expecting Malik. I thought Malik Nabers was going to play last week because he went to a concert the week before. And I guess it's going to concerts is okay, but playing in an NFL game is not, especially when you're in concussion protocol. I can't imagine doing that. But I would expect that we're going to see him this week. What can we kind of expect from the Giant offense, especially if he's back on the field without Andrew Thomas?
Well, the Giants have to find a way in the NFL. I don't care who you are and what team. You can't consistently just go out and march your way down the field and everything goes right. You need big plays, and the Giants are not getting big plays at all compared to the rest of the teams in the NFL. So, and they're trying. I mean, Brian Daboll draws them up. They've had chances to hit them down the field. They missed. And I got to say that to Daniel Jones, when these big throws down the field, you got to start hitting them. You can't overthrow it, throw it too short, whatever. And that's what they need. And look, this Philadelphia defense, it's not what we've seen in the past, if you ask me, watching them. They don't get to the quarterback as well as they used to. The secondary's got some young guys over there. So I think there'll be chances for the Giants to make some plays against this defense. I mean, they got a rookie guy playing the nickelback position. They got a rookie corner. So Malik Nabers is out there. This group, they got to find a way to get some plays down the field. That's the biggest thing I see when I watch the Giants offense. And I see that against the Philly defense, too.
You know, I feel like I talk about this incessantly when it comes to Daniel Jones, Deshaun Watson. For whatever reason, when they play in front of their home fans, it's just not the same as when they're playing away from home. And I know early on in your career, you had to deal with a lot of what Daniel's dealing with now, and then all of a sudden it turned around for you, and maybe it was the coach, who the better team around you and everything else. Oh, like, what advice would you give Daniel to say, like, just screw it and just let it rip? I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know how to advise him to play better at home. I don't know what the words are.
Oh, man, good question. I mean, listen, we don't know what he's thinking and how he feels. But, you know, sometimes you just got to, as you know, I've had coaches say, can't be afraid to go down in flames. In other words, you can't go out there and try to play perfect. And I think sometimes that's what it is. Hold the ball a little too long, trying to place the ball perfectly. Man, when you're throwing it deep down the field, let it go. Don't underthrow, whatever. But to me, there's got to be a confidence, a belief in what you're doing, the play calls and all that. And I know that sounds funny, but it's real. When you feel confident out there, and of course you need plays to reinforce what you want to feel. They're not getting that. But, man, when you're playing at home, the crowd wants to be behind you. The Giants just got to give them some reasons to do that. And, of course, the biggest part of that is Daniel Jones. And they have had some plays down the field to hit. They're not hitting them, but it's not enough. It's not enough chances, not enough open guys deep down the field. And if they do that, because the Philadelphia defense, this is not the great rushing team, pass rushing team we've seen in the past. I think the Giants can protect, and it should work out pretty well. I know they lost the left tackle, but there'll be some opportunities there, I think, for Daniel Jones and his offense to make big plays this week.
Boomer and Geo with Phil Simms on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nick Sirianni seems like a guy to me that's not long for that job after what happened this past offseason, putting all the pressure on him. He's screaming at his own fans. He seems like he's just unraveling in front of our eyes. What do you see from Nick Sirianni and the Eagles right now, as a leader?
Oh, man. Well, I think you said it all. I don't understand it. Just coach the team. Quit worrying about everything else. I mean, my gosh, I can't, for a coach, I don't think I've ever seen that in their home stadium start yelling at the fans. So when I saw it, I just went, you're right, Jill, you said it right. It's like, I'm trying to get fired. That's what I feel like when I watch it. And then, you know, the whole conversation, him and the quarterback talk, we got to get in harmony. I can't remember ever talking like that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, not with the guy that you played for, that's for sure. Well, there's no harmony between you and him.
Well, Boomer, do you ever say something like that about the coaches you had wherever you went? I can't believe you
no,
did.
No. It's a different time. You know, it's a completely different set of circumstances. Yes.
Hey, that's another thing, too. I know it's a different time. You can coach the players. I mean, it seems like everybody's afraid to do certain things with their team and the players and all that now. They're not that tender. You can still coach them hard and hold them. You know, I get sick of hearing this. We're going to hold them accountable. Well, I sure as the hell don't see that with a lot of teams. And I don't see that with Nick Sirianni. I just can't imagine players coming out and saying things that are really negative about you to the head coach and he just takes it and lets it go. So that's just my thoughts.
All right, so
but I will say this real quick.
Yep.
The Philadelphia offense, keep the quarterback in the pocket.
Yes.
I know the Giants are blitzing. They get to the quarterback and all that. Keep him in there, make him throw from the pocket. That will be huge to do. And if you start blitzing them too much, I would not say do it because of those wide receivers they have are the real deal. Devontae Smith, you know, I think about this every time the Eagles play the Giants. The Giants were going to draft him, and the Eagles moved one spot ahead of him and took him. And, you know, I think he's a star along with A.J. Brown. So if you play them one-on-one, the Giants will lose the football game if they try too much.
Hey, the other thing, too, it's a Saquon Barkley revenge game. Let's face that. You know, there's going to be a big storyline going into this game. And I would imagine if there's anybody more I can't imagine anybody would be more motivated than Saquon would be coming home here to play in front of the Giant fans.
I will say this. I was watching the Eagles yesterday. Just let me get ready for this game on Sunday. With you, me, and Jerry Recco and the big guy there down on the sidelines. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. But Saquon Barkley, let me see how I phrase this. He looked really fast on tape. Okay?
Yeah,
that's all I can say. If he gets a shot, look out. I mean, he might pull both hamstrings running so fast down the sideline or whatever. But he does look healthy, impressive. And you have to be careful when he's in the game to make sure he doesn't get that open running lane to take off. So it'll be a tough task for the Giants, but they can do it. But the big thing is, and when you keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket, their offense, I think, is very limited. And that'll be a big part of the game this week.
Phil, before you go, I have a protocol question for Sunday.
Uh-oh.
For all the years that you were there calling the games and you'd be down on the field, I would imagine, you know, hours before the game. You know, did you shake hands? Did you dap up the players that you liked? I mean, like, am I allowed to do that? Because I know some of the Giants. I like the Giants. We've interviewed them. But, like, A.J. Brown's a guy I love in the league. Can I go up to A.J. Brown and, like, give him a pound and dap him up as a national sideline reporter? Is that allowed?
Absolutely. Sure. That's part of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You want to do that because when you befriend them, they might tell you something that's really good for the football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, get them, hey, make them relax a little bit. You know, you're good at that.
Oh, yeah. I get relaxed every morning.
Yeah. You know, maybe what we could do is call up Evan Washburn and ask him for some tips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, but he's just a beautiful man, so it's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
We
call him the hair, you know. That's it. I've never seen that hair move. It was a tornado. He's on the sideline, doesn't move. But, yeah, you know, that's the great thing about doing. I love going down on the field just to say hi to the coaches and players, and it'll be I think you'll be surprised at how much you might learn about the game and what they're thinking. You know, people want to talk, and that'll be your job to make them talk a little to you.
All right. Awesome. Can't wait. It's going to be tremendous. Compass Media Networks, Jerry Boomer and Phil in the booth, me on the sidelines. Phil, thanks as always. We'll see you Sunday. Obviously, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. All the best.
Okay. Phil.
Yeah,
I say it, Gio.
Phil.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I
you sound
it.
Like you're from the South when you say it. I like that. So.
Yeah, of course.
I'd do it. Gosh,
I'd do it.
I'll take you down to Kentucky and introduce you to some of my brothers. How's that?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. See you. That's Phil Sims of the Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I hope we have a really close game on Sunday, Eagles Giants, and I hope there's a lot of little decisions that have to be made so me and Phil can go back and forth with
that. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to have to fill a game where a game is a blowout in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I may just leave and let Phil do it.
Right. And I don't want to be called on a lot during the game. So if it's like a blowout game, you know, I just.
Well, for sure, one in the pregame, you'll get at least one per quarter. You're going to get one coming out of the half.
Oh, I'm going to get all sorts of good stuff before the game.
Yeah.
Because I actually, I don't know if I said this on the air or not, but the equipment manager for the Eagles, who's been there now for 20 years, was my equipment manager at Belport High School.
You have told that story.
And he should be in the Suffolk Sports Hall of Fame, by the way. But I'm going to go to him, and I'm going to have him introduce me to everybody. The trainer for the injuries, nice. Big Dom.
Big Dom, yes.
Nick Sirianni. I'll be like, you know what? Good for you, Nick, going after those fans. F them. Yeah, it's going to be great. And obviously, I know the Giants guys, so...
You know the thing about Nick Sirianni going after the fans is like this comes after the Phillies lose to the Mets. So the Philadelphia fan in general.
A little salty
is
right now?
Livid.
Yeah. Lathered up.
Then Paul George just got hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Again.
Come on. Everybody knew that was happening at some point, but it just happened now before the season. All right, Jerry, let's hear what you got.
And we are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Let's talk Yankees, Guardians, and New York, the 2-0 series lead.
Getting ready. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball to third. Chisholm fields, fires across in time. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Yeah, and a 2-0 series lead, 6-3, the final score last night. Aaron Judge did get that home run, a two-run shot late. Also had a sac fly. He drove in three on the night, and Gleyber Torres had three hits, scored a couple of runs. He was on Yes afterwards, says getting an early lead, huge.
Like we did last night, the same plan, attack earlier, set the baton. Bottom, we see too much pitches and, you know, try to put a menace in run position and somebody coming through.
And a lot of guys have been coming through. That is very true. One guy coming through on the mound, Clay Holmes. How about that? So after Garrett Cole went 4 1/3, Holmes comes in. He actually wound up getting the win in relief, getting out of the fifth inning.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, some traffic there, but, you know, in those situations, you're just looking to pick up the guy. You know, obviously, Garrett got in a little trouble there, and just want to go in and really get out of that without giving up any of his runs.
And so he did a relatively good job. Here was Anthony Rizzo. He's been playing in these games despite the two broken fingers, as we know. He was on TBS, how he's dealing with everything.
Adrenaline. The fans, the lights, the where we're at in the season. We're two games away from winning the World Series, so nothing else matters.
We're getting to the World Series.
Wait, did he say winning the World Series?
He meant getting. I think I know what he meant. Getting to the World Series, unless he's just assuming they're going to roll over the National League champion.
You know, I didn't really know that much about Luke Weaver, and just trying to catch up. And he's kind of an interesting character. Have you seen some of his interviews?
No.
Very interesting. Very quirky. He's like right up Al's alley.
Well, he's up Al's alley.
Yes, Al, you'd love this guy.
You haven't seen it.
Babyface, you know, gives some very interesting answers to questions.
Yeah, I mean, Al loves young baby-faced men.
Right?
Is that what you're saying?
Well, Al's kind of baby-faced. Well, just at one point in time, he was.
I was very baby-faced.
Yes, you were.
Teenage boys.
Game three will be tomorrow night in Cleveland. Weaver, by the way, did allow a home run to Jose Ramirez, but did get the final three outs. Tonight at Citi Field, game three, NLCS, Mets, and Dodgers. Talking about health, how is Brandon Nimmo? This is Carlos Mendoza.
Nothing new to report there, you know. I haven't seen him today, but I wouldn't expect to be the same. I'll expect him to be in the lineup tomorrow.
And, yep, and that'll be later tonight. Here is Walker Buehler. We'll get the start for the Dodgers. We certainly expect Citi Field to be wild and crazy. Here's Buehler.
I certainly enjoy it, and I know our team likes playing in environments like that, and it just makes the game a little bit different and a little bit more fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
And that'll be this evening with Luis Severino going for the Mets series.
What happened to Bob Dwyer?
Series tied. At one game apiece. All right, I want to get to the Jets because I got a lot here. I know you've alluded to it. We haven't heard it yet, and I didn't realize how long it went on for. Here's Joe B. reacting to the 2-4 start. Aaron Rodgers, all that doesn't seem to matter.
You can change the owner. You can change the coaches. You can change the GM. You can change the quarterback. You can change the players. You could change the stadium. You could change the practice facility. You could change the uniforms. You could change whatever you want to change. You could change the lunchroom. You could change whatever you want to change about this franchise. The results never change.
You can put a Lebanese flag on your arm. You could have 15 kids and be the head coach. You could do a podcast and then get a pubic hair removal commercial on there. You could make your penis bigger. You could text the head coach about it and then misinterpret what he said, put it on the radio and cause a controversy for the team that you love. You could have four cats. Have them screw up your podcast. It doesn't freaking matter. It's the same thing year in and year out. Bro.
I always think the same thing when you do that, that every coach that comes through here and ends up getting fired, maybe with the exception of Rex Ryan, is probably happy to get the hell out of town. You know what I mean? Because that's just the reoccurring thing from the moment they get here.
It's a tough stay.
To the moment they're fired.
Yeah.
It's the same playbook. Unfortunately, and Joe's right. I'm not saying it's not right.
Well,
I'm just, you know, the history tells you all you need to know.
Same old Jets.
There you go.
And here he is saying that the quarterback is now just part of this mess as well.
Aaron Rodgers came here to, and I hate to say the word change the culture, but let's say change the karma of this franchise. And what's happening right now to Aaron Rodgers is he is being engulfed in the karma of this franchise.
I guess.
What I always talk about is stability, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I always talk about stability is because I lived it. I lived right through everything that Joe complains about. And that's the instability. It's three coaches in 3 years, a general manager who ends up dying in the middle of my stay here. A leaderless franchise. Now, I wouldn't say that that's the case with the Jets right now, because even though Joe Douglas has kind of been like MIA throughout this whole thing over the last couple of weeks, I mean, he still sits in that seat and he still talks to Woody every single day.
This is a guy who went and did ayahuasca. This is a guy that spent days in a hut in the darkness. This is a guy, bro, who went to freaking Egypt in the offseason, and still the weirdest thing that he has done is play for the Jets. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
The new head coach of the Jets, Al, how would you pronounce his name? Jeff?
Ulbrich?
Eddie, how would you pronounce his last name? Okay. Greg, how would you pronounce
it? It's a
and he was just a little late.
Okay. It's Jeff Ulbrich.
Right, you would think. Unless you're listening to Sirius XM Radio and you listen to Mad Dog.
I'll also say that the desired effect that Woody was trying to get, i.e. a spark, a little bit more efficiency and a little bit more attentiveness and a little bit more of a cleaner brand of football, certainly didn't occur in Jeff Ulbrich's first ever game as a head coach.
So they got Ulbrich and Albright.
Okay. I thought he was going to go like Ulbrich or something, you know, like he did, like Jokic. He just totally gave him a different name.
Different name.
Albright. Jake Albright is there with his beard and his backwards hat. And turn the hat around, Albright. Jeez, you're an adult.
Here was Woody asked about the trade for Davante Adams, which happened yesterday.
What are your feelings about it? Like, pardon? What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think he adds to the running game. He adds to the. He really makes everything. He opens up everything.
Yeah, but what do you think? Here he interrupts a question. I think this was Diana.
You guys made a lot of changes, right? So you guys fired...
Change the status quo is killer.
Nah.
What do you think?
Nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Okay. What did Davante Adams do for this offense?
Nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Woody, why is this any different from anything you've done since you've been the owner?
Nah, 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 nah.
God. Thanks, Woody. Appreciate it.
Poor Woody. Okay, here was Aaron Rodgers. In terms of getting Davante here,
I think it's exciting for our team. You know, we definitely got better today. Big thanks to Joe making it happen, Woody, Chris pulling the trigger. You know,
and bringing his balance,
pulling the trigger. All right,
this was on McAfee. This goes back to again the whole Mike Williams situation. This is another comment talking about how they didn't play well as a team. We screwed up a lot last night, and in that case with Mike Williams. You know, I answered a specific question.
There were a lot of mistakes throughout the night. But if you're looking at just that play, that's what the question was. What happened on that play? Well, it was two verticals to the right side, and Mike needed to get width to the red line, which would have been a big gain. So I wasn't calling Mike out for anything other than his responsibility and the details on that play.
Doing his job poorly. I wasn't calling him out, just did his job poorly.
Oh, that's great. Very, very funny. Also of note, you had the Bills acquire Amari Cooper from the Browns. A couple more from the Jerry Jones thing. So remember how everything started really nicely yesterday with them? They were yucking it up.
Oh, yeah.
So you had, he was at one point asked why he was, I think we've played all the clips this morning, but at one point he was asked why he's kind of acting the way he's acting.
Jerry, why are you getting so mad at us? We're just asking you why the blowouts are happening, the historical differences at home. We're just asking about it on behalf of the fans, and you're getting real ticked off and mad at us. We're just
can I tell you something, guys? I don't get mad at people that I can not be with if I don't want to be with. I don't get mad. You're asking me for a response, and I'm giving you a response.
Yeah, well, he did do that, and the way it ends seems fine.
I think we're all good, Jerry. Thank you for the time, and have a good flight.
Guys. All right. Y'all have a good day.
Do you think he realized what kind of a bleep storm he started there as the interview's going on? Like you said last hour, there's a PR guy next to him, probably just like, what is...
No, I don't think so. Because I think he talks so much that it's just another day. Like, hand the cell phone to whoever has it.
Yeah.
And then just go about your day. What's next?
Probably true. Andrew Thomas of the Giants, their left tackle. You guys were discussing this. Looks like a Liz Frank injury. Could miss the rest of the season, which is terrible news for Daniel Jones and the offense, obviously, and the team. NFL owners did approve Tom Brady as a minority owner of the Raiders. Here was Roger Goodell in Atlanta. Asked about that.
It's great that Tom Brady wants to invest in the NFL. I think it... Listen, he cares deeply about this game. He believes in its future. And I think that's just a signal of that.
And meantime,
so does that mean that he cannot do a broadcast of a Raiders game?
I don't know about that, but I know he can't do any of these interviews and he can't go to the facilities and all that stuff.
I mean, it's unbelievable, really, actually, when you think about it. But also Richard Seymour bought into the Raiders as well.
Mm, I did not see that.
Yes.
Here was Mark Davis about what can Brady bring to the Raiders.
Kind of putting the cart before the horse. We wanted to get to this point first before we started defining anything of that nature and all that. But it's just exciting. What I was going to say is we traded Davante Adams for Tom Brady.
Not quite. I mean, unless Brady's going to suit up, you didn't exactly trade him for one another. But he is part of ownership now. The Hurricanes beat the Devils 4-2. Tonight in Minnesota, you got Game 3 WNBA Finals. The Liberty and the Lynx tied at a game apiece.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Giants are in a tough spot with this Andrew Thomas injury. He is by far their best offensive lineman. We know that. He's one of the better left tackles in the league. So this puts him in a rough spot, especially with an injury-prone quarterback. And there's a name that we haven't mentioned too much this year because, well, he doesn't play because he stinks. And that's Evan Neal. Now, does Evan Neal, one of these Joe Shane era busts, does he get an opportunity to come in and play left tackle to fill in for Andrew Thomas?
I, you know, listen, we'll find out as we get a little bit closer to the game what they're going to do. Today's going to be their first practice, so we may get some indication coming off of the practice field. Maybe it's Illuminor gets moved to left tackle and Evan Neal comes off the bench and starts at right tackle. Or they may say, let's see if Evan Neal could do that. I can't imagine him saying, let's. It could be based on matchups, how they feel. It's interesting. Let's put it that way. And it's really, really unfortunate for Andrew now. This is, what, another year with another injury. Last year, I think it was a hamstring injury. These guys keep getting hurt for the Giants. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of teams go through a ton of injuries, but
They've lost Kayvon Thibodeau. They've lost Andrew Thomas. Devin Singletary. Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones over the past few years has ended his season with injuries. And one of the really interesting things about all of this is that Daniel Jones's contract and how it's written and what it means long term for the Giants if they want to change something.
Stephen Fairport wants to talk about that. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
All right, Steve, what's happening?
Good, man. Perfect segue, and I got to go to Boomer for this answer here because it's important. And, Boomer, I want to build a little credibility with you. I'm your age. My son graduated from Boston College last May. I had hip replacement surgery on Halloween. I was back on the ice with the boys 8 weeks later.
I like it.
So,
all right.
All right, man. So there's so much misinformation out there about Daniel Jones and the contract, and would you mind if I told you what I think I know and you can tell me where I'm wrong?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. If he gets injured this year and it prohibits him from playing next year, we have a $41 million salary cap hit for a guy that might be in a hospital bed?
Yeah, I think basically what it comes down to, yeah, if he has a season-ending injury and is unable to pass an off-season physical, then there is, I think, a $23 million guarantee, which then turns out to be somewhere, I guess, when you take into account the entire contract, it could be a $41.6 million cap hit.
And with the history of injuries that you guys just brought up, how the hell are we even talking about this guy stepping foot on the field? With losing his left tackle, we're going nowhere this year. We could, you know, ruin our future by allowing him to play the remainder of this year. And I'm a huge Daniel Jones guy, but, man, that makes no sense.
Well, here would be my answer to that, is that you can't play scared in this situation. And Brian Daboll and Joe Shane haven't exactly had the best start to their tenure. It's been okay. Hasn't been terrible, but it certainly hasn't been good. And between Daniel Jones, Drew Locke, and Tommy DeVito, I feel like they think Daniel Jones gives them the best chance to win games, and that's what they want to do. And the way they look at it is not the future salary cap of Daniel Jones. The way they look at it is we still have a shot at this division.
That's right, and we want to win, so we're going to put the best players out there. And they believe in Daniel. But I just don't know how much longer they can go if they're not going to score any, you know, points at home. It's been a real thing. It's been a real issue. And, you know, you could talk to all the Giant fans in your life. They'll tell you the same thing, that they can't invest more money into a team that can't score points at home. They're tired of it. They're frustrated. And a lot of that comes back to the quarterback. And I'm sorry, that's just the nature of the business. That's why they all get paid. That's why Dak Prescott's getting paid $60 million. That's why, Patrick Mahomes is going to sign a new contract. That's why Lamar Jackson gets paid and Joe Burrow gets paid and Aaron Rodgers gets paid, to generate points, to generate wins, and to generate excitement within the fan base. That's what Jaden Daniels is doing. That's what Caleb Williams is doing. That's what Drake May hopefully is going to do for the New England franchise. And I don't know how much longer they're going to go on with this. If this is another poor game by Daniel and the offense doesn't do anything, sooner or later, you got to make a decision, and you got to do it for the better, whatever is in the best interest of the team short term for sure. And then you take into account long term possibilities or situations that could arise.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that every fan and us and people look at this organization, you know, we're thinking, hey, Daniel Jones isn't the answer, and you don't want to have him on the roster next year, but it would have to be extreme. It's not just, there's not an injury guarantee if he gets hurt and misses the rest of the year. There's an injury guarantee if he's not able to play next year. I mean, we're talking about massive, massive injury in that case.
Well, you know, he's had a neck injury, he's had a knee injury.
And he's come back from all of them.
Exactly. If he re-injures his neck, you could also probably consider it, I would think, career-ending possibly. But, you know, you never know what these things and how these things are written and the way that teams can come and maneuver around certain aspects of these contracts and how they're interpreted. I just hope it doesn't come down to where the team is fighting with the player in the offseason over a situation like this.
Yeah.
I just hope it's clean one way or the other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.